Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Gives me another chance to plug the most recent episode of Political Beats at National Review. We talk with people in and around politics about music. Dan McLaughlin, the guest, senior writer at National Review. They're not all National Review people guesting on the show, but this week it is. Bruce Springsteen, two parts. Part one is out. Part two coming on Monday. We cover all of his career in about 6.5 hours. It sounds like a long time, but it's, you know, you can pause it anytime. It's the beauty of podcasts. Look for Political Beats. This would be the 108th birthday of Milton Friedman, if he were still with us. He passed away 14 years ago. And I mentioned earlier how big of an influence his book, Free to Choose, was on me when I found out I was not an economics guy in college, didn't take any economics classes. So I was trying to learn about economics and found the book, Free to Choose. Friedman, also a tremendous communicator, great on college campuses. Here's another example. Friedman and a college student going back and forth on the question of wealth.
Isn't it necessary to forcibly redistribute wealth before you can begin to operate under a capitalist system?
No, it is not. The only way in which you can redistribute effectively the wealth is by destroying the incentives to have wealth. And the question is, what is the way, what is the system which will offer those people who are so unlucky as to be born without good positions, what is the system which will offer them the greatest opportunity?
Well, one possible way of redistributing the wealth without affecting the incentives to earn as much income as possible is simply to have a 100% inheritance tax.
But
since
that
won't
not
affect the incentives, it's only after the person's dead anyway.
I beg your pardon. You're too, I'm afraid, I don't know the family you come from. I don't, but as you grow up, you will discover that this is really a family society and not an individual society. We tend to talk about an individualist society, but it really isn't. It's a family society. And the greatest incentives of all, the incentives that have really driven people on, have largely been the incentives of family creation, a family of pursuing, of establishing their families on a decent system. What is the effect of 100% inheritance tax? The percent of an 100% inheritance tax is to encourage people to dissipate their wealth in high living.
What's
I can't
the harm
live
in that?
It. The harm in that is that where do you get the factories? Where do you get the machines? Where do you get the capital investment? Where do you get the incentive to improve technology? If what you're doing is to establish a society in which the incentive is for people who, if they by accident accumulate some wealth, to waste it in frivolous entertainment. You know, the thing is, that the thing that is amazing, that people don't really recognize, is the extent to which the market system has, in fact, encouraged people and enabled people to work hard and sacrifice in what I must confess I often regard as an irrational way for the benefit of their children. One of the most curious things to me in observation is that almost all people value the utility which their children will get from consumption higher than they value their own. Here are parents who have every reason to expect that their children will have a higher income than they ever had, and they scrimp and save in order to be able to leave something for their children. I think you are sort of like a bull in a china shop if you talk about the 100% inheritance tax having no incentive effects. It would destroy a continuing society. It would destroy a society.
Milton Friedman on the college campus back in the 70s talking about wealth. I want to play one more for you, too, from the great Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman. He's just an amazing communicator in his time. This is perhaps the best-known soundbite back and forth featuring Milton Friedman and Phil Donahue, if you remember, the very left-leaning talk show host, had a daytime show. And this is Milton Friedman and Phil Donahue, perhaps his best-known back and forth that you might have heard before.
When you see around the globe the maldistribution of wealth, the desperate plight of millions of people in underdeveloped countries, when you see so few haves and so many have-nots, When you see the greed and the concentration of power within, did you ever have a moment of doubt about capitalism? and whether greed's a good idea to run on?
Well, first of all, tell me, is there some society you know that doesn't run on greed? You think Russia doesn't run on greed? You think China doesn't run on greed? What is greed? Of course, none of us are greedy. It's only the other fellow who's greedy. The world runs on individuals pursuing their separate interests. The great achievements of civilization have not come from government bureaus. Einstein didn't construct his theory under order from a bureaucrat. Henry Ford didn't revolutionize the automobile industry that way. In the only cases in which the masses have escaped from the kind of grinding poverty you're talking about, the only cases in recorded history are where they have had capitalism and largely free trade. If you want to know where the masses are worst off, it's exactly in the kinds of societies that depart from that. So that the record of history is absolutely crystal clear that there is no alternative way so far discovered of improving the lot of the ordinary people that can hold a candle to the productive activities that are unleashed by a free enterprise system.
But it seems to reward not virtue as much as ability to manipulate the system.
And what does reward virtue? You think the communist commissar rewards virtue? You think a Hitler rewards virtue? You think, excuse me, if you'll pardon me, do you think American presidents reward virtue? Do they choose their appointees on the basis of the virtue of the people appointed or on the basis of their political clout? Is it really true that political self-interest is nobler somehow than economic self-interest? You know, I think you're taking a lot of things for granted. And just tell me where in the world you find these angels who are going to organize society for us.
Well,
I don't even trust you to do that.
Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Milton Friedman there, and I encourage you to check out his great book, Free to Choose, on this, what would have been his 108th birthday. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5 deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is back, summer style. Right now, save big on all remaining 2019 Roxors, starting at $750 off. Hand-assembled in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a 2.5-liter four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. It's the side-by-side unlike any other. But hurry, the Roxor Beast of a Summer Sales event is only for a limited time. Go to RoxorOffroad.com/offers to learn more.